Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 26, 2022. We have a brand new War of the Roses. We will talk about a big Celtics win last night. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. Also, we're going to talk about all of the awkward and funny and interesting gifts that teachers have received from parents. We'll talk about Amber Heard and Harry Styles does Taylor Swift. That's a good tease. Mix 104.1. You can also find us on the Odyssey app. It is Carson and Kennedy. The Celtics survived a horrific first half to turn things around in the second half and win pretty easily over the Miami Heat, 93-80.
Jaylen Brown with the finish. Wow.
As Boston dribbles it out, the Celtics steamroll the Heat here in the second half. And now have a 3-2 lead in these Eastern Conference Finals with Game 6 coming up on their home floor.
There was a few minutes there in the third or fourth quarter where Jaylen Brown just went like beast mode. It was like the player that gets the ball of fire over his head in the game.
You know,
he's on fire.
He played Guitar Hero the other day and went on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Relatable, Kennedy.
He shot a ball from like half court with no time left on the shot clock and it went in. And then,
is that
like,
extra points? It should be.
It should be. It should be a 7-point play.
No, but you get on ESPN.
And then a few moments later, he faked the 3-point shot and drove to the basket and then dunked on somebody who's dead now, I think.
That dunk was ridiculous.
It could be the dunk of the playoffs, probably.
It wasn't the prettiest game I've ever seen, but they don't ask.
Was it posterization?
That was a poster, for sure.
It was unbelievable.
Look at me, knowing
words. Sports. They don't ask how, they ask how many. We're one away from the finals.
Let's go!
We haven't been to the finals since, I think, like 2010 when we played the Lakers.
Is that right?
Yeah, I will say this, though. I was at, was it 2009? That or
2008 when we won.
No, I know, but in 2009 we were up on Miami 3-2. We were up on Miami 3-2. They played here in Boston. I went to that game. LeBron James went off for like 49 points. They won it here 3-3 to tie it, and then we had to go back to Miami and we lost it 4-3. So I just want to make sure when they come to town tomorrow night that we get it done. I don't need Jimmy Butler going off for 49 points and us having to go back to Miami because that's not good. I think that was 2009.
No, because we went it was after 2010.
Was it? Yeah. Maybe 11?
Probably 11, 12.
Maybe 11, 12 or whatever. So I just remember that last night going. I remember being in the same position. We need them to win, Dan.
Anyways, Miami sucks. Tyler Hero wears stupid shirts. Go Celtics. He looks like he's in Miami Vice.
I have to look that up because I don't know what you mean, but
yeah,
I'm here
for
it.
Yeah, go look at his goatee.
I'm here for it.
It was a little bit
weird. Who am I looking for?
Tyler Hero on the sidelines last night.
That's his name?
Tyler Hero, yes.
It's a great name.
It's a good name. I can't deny that.
Yeah, and Jack Harlow wrote a song called Tyler Hero. It's actually pretty good. So game six is tomorrow night at 8:30, Kennedy. Game six tomorrow night, 8:30. The Red Sox lost 3-1 to the White Sox.
That's a look.
They play the series tiebreaker tonight at 8:10. Do you want to describe the look? Somebody describe
it. Is this what I'm looking at? Sort of all linen?
Yes.
Because they were in Miami?
Yes.
With the shades, and he's got his shirt all the way down, so his tattoo kind of pokes out.
He 100% looks like he should be in Miami. I don't know what to say. That's
somebody
Miami.
Said Tony Stark Jr. is what they called
it's
him
a
last
fit.
Night while the game was happening. And then I thought this was interesting really quick, Kennedy. Colin Kaepernick, who last played football in 2016. The same year he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, is scheduled to work out this week for the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm so stoked.
That was announced by Adam Schefter from ESPN.
It's about freaking time.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know somebody that should be featured on the Good Vibe Tribe, please drop us a text here in the studio with a link to the story at 617-931-1234. A couple in Scotland named Alex and Jane Hamilton finally got married after 6 decades together. She's 89, he's 91. All the reports are calling it a 60-year engagement, but they never actually got engaged until a few weeks ago. He casually said, "I think we should get married." And she said, okay.
I love this.
They had a full Scottish wedding last Saturday with kilts and bagpipes. One of the kids joked that he didn't get down on one knee to propose because it would have been dangerous.
He would have never got back up.
Kid in California is going viral after an elaborate walk-up dance. I don't know if you saw this video. It is amazing. Before his at-bat at a T-ball game, the song was going off, and his mom said he's a goofy kid, so it didn't surprise her. He just was doing hip thrusts like you wouldn't believe for a little kid doing T-ball, Kennedy.
Man, when I played T-ball, we did not have walk-up music. They have changed the game.
He really looks so cute.
An animal shelter in California rescued a raccoon that chewed a rake in someone's roof. It got stuck halfway with its butt sticking out. They were able to save the raccoon and reunite it with its babies nearby. On her own birthday last week, a marine biologist in Spain found a humpback whale tangled in a fishing net and saved its life. She and another diver worked 45 minutes to cut the net away, and she says saving the whale was the best birthday gift she could have received. And an 18-year-old in Australia lost her mom when she was 7, and she was sad because the guy that she's dating would never get to meet her. But then he was going through some old class photos when they realized her mom was his kindergarten teacher.
It's the wildest story ever.
And finally, a lot of us are heading out of town for Memorial Day weekend, and gas prices are too damn high. The rent is too damn high. So here are a few tips that might help you save a little money, Kennedy.
Go on.
Fuel up today. Gas prices are supposed to peak tomorrow, so you might save a couple of bucks if you fill up now. Plus, you don't want to waste gas and time sitting in line at the pump while everyone's leaving town. Use one of those apps like Gas Buddy to find the cheapest gas station around. My car has an app built into the infotainment center. The app will tell you to stay away from ones near the highways. You want to get gas stations in town away from the highways because they charge
them. It's quite gross that they're raising the prices because they know it's a big travel weekend.
Because there's nothing we can do about it.
Capitalism,
we all need
man.
Gas.
Capitalism,
we need
man.
To march with pitchforks.
Pay with cash. A lot of places charge 10 to 15 cents more per gallon when you use a card. Just make sure you don't cut into the savings with high ATM fees. Use your own ATM so you don't get charged. And a lot of grocery stores will actually give you free cash back. And make sure your tires are properly inflated. According to the Traffic Safety Board, you can save 10 cents a gallon, but 80% of us don't have the right PSI for our vehicles.
I'm all about PSI.
Kennedy,
all
what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, you remember Ken Jeong. He was in the Hangover movies.
Yeah, he was Leslie Chow.
As Mr. Chow. Well,
he's in Community.
He gave the speech, commencement speech for Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, wow.
To the class of 2022, the key to success is persistence. Mr. Chow just gave you a national shout out. So stupid. I would let you all sing Mr. Brightside one by one all night long, and I am sick of that song, and that's how much I love you guys. So cultivate what you learned, make something special out of it, and never give up. In the words of Mr. Chow, toodaloo, Greenway!
He fist bumped everybody walking up the aisle. It was amazing.
Such an interesting guy. He was a doctor before he got into comedy. So now he plays someone that acts stupid that's actually really smart.
That's good. Thank you, Kennedy.
Sure.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty, excuse me, is a service of findmassmoney.com. Matthew McConaughey weighing in on the tragedy in Uvalde. He grew up there. That's his hometown.
Oh, really?
He took to social media to share his thoughts. His statement is very long. I'm just going to read you a part, but if you have the time, I highly encourage you to go check it out. He said, as all of you are aware, there was another mass shooting today, this time in my hometown. Once again, we have tragically proven that we are failing to be responsible for the rights our freedoms grant us. The true call to action is now for every American to take a longer, deeper look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what is it that we truly value? How do we repair the problem? What small sacrifices can we individually take today to preserve a healthier and safer nation, state, and neighborhood tomorrow? We cannot exhale once again, make excuses, and accept these tragic realities as the status quo. I know he said he never wanted to get into a politics, but I can't think of a better time or place.
Yep.
It was tough yesterday, you know, as Barrett was kind of coming in and out of the living room as we were watching it on the news and just thinking about him having to go to school today.
It's impossible.
And, you know, having that discussion with Lana about, you know, do we think the school's safe enough?
I was talking to a couple of the gals here who are parents, and they were just like, I don't even know what to do today.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do.
I feel like a lot of parents might have held their kids out just for a day. Maybe more for the parents even than for the kids.
Yesterday I know that in the area there was lots of schools that had, you know, extra officers on duty standing out front of the schools, making sure their safety and security protocols were in order.
Shouldn't be the kids' responsibility to run and hide.
Yeah.
It should be you grown-ups who are out there deciding that your Second Amendment rights is more important.
Yeah, policy change is what it shouldn't be easier to get a gun than baby formula.
Thank you, Dan.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I heard somebody yesterday say something that was really interesting. I mean, you can't drink till you're 21. You can't rent a car till you're 25, but you can buy, you know, an AK-15 assault rifle at the age of 18 years old. It seems a little bit odd.
There's so much to unpack here, and rather than get into all of it,
sure.
But in any event, the heat continues to build for Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. Guys, I am so excited for this movie. You know, obviously, Elvis is a big part of my life, but...
Really? I didn't know. What's your dog's name?
Elvis. So
Baz Luhrmann is the guy who did the sunscreen speech, right?
He is. He also did Moulin Rouge, I believe.
Yeah, it's Fibb's director.
The film was screened at Cannes, and it got a 10-minute... standing ovation.
What is the Elvis movie called? Is it just Elvis?
Yeah. Okay. He addressed the crowd after the movie, telling them that one exhibitor gave him one screen for this film, for his film Strictly Ballroom, if you've never seen that one, it's so funny, 30 years earlier, and told him that's the worst film I've ever seen, before he and his wife got a call from Cannes to bring it there. The movie tells the story of Elvis and his relationship with his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who is not a good man, played by Tom Hanks. Warner Brothers will start rolling out the movie overseas on June 22nd, domestic release of June 24th.
Little known fact.
And the soundtrack looks amazing.
Dan, my wife and I, we had our wedding reception at a place called EP's. It was Elvis Presley's restaurant when he was in Memphis. He owned it at one point.
That's super cool.
Yeah, like the doors had the original, like the lightning bolt tattoo that Kennedy has.
It had the big EP on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those were like, they had the lightning bolts and the EP on it. Was really...
Didn't you guys do a show at Graceland one time?
Sure did.
We did. For the
50th anniversary. When they played That's All Right Mama on the radio.
Were you just shaking the entire time you were there?
It was
amazing. I'm
going to
tell you, it was an experience unlike anything we've ever gotten.
We took our entire bridal party to Graceland, you know, when they came to town for our wedding.
Saw Pauly Shore at Graceland once. He hopped over an entire hedge to give me a hug.
The weasel.
Yep. And Ed Sheeran fans, you guys, we're getting new music from Ed tomorrow. Who knew?
Huh.
What?
He announced he is releasing what he is calling the tour edition of Equals.
I was in a film called Yesterday, and I did two songs for the film that never got released. Now, both of these songs are going to come out on Friday on a repackaged album for my tour edition, and there's going to be two other brand new songs on there as well. I hope you like them.
So the two unreleased tracks from the movie Yesterday, One Life and Penguins. So I don't know what the single is. We will see it tomorrow.
That movie is so good. Have you seen that movie Yesterday?
I'm not a Beatles person.
Oh, my gosh. But you don't have to be a Beatles fan.
You have to like the music, and I don't.
Oh,
yeah. I know. It's wild.
It's a sweet movie, though.
I don't like sweet movies?
Oh,
come on.
Kennedy.
It's wild. You're almost not even allowed to say out loud that you're not a Beatles person.
I've been looks. I've been a Rolling Stones person. I was raised on Waylon and Willie. The Beatles did not enter our household. Mm. So for me, it just is what it is. And that's okay.
I discovered the Beatles, I think, in about eighth grade. And oh my gosh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I think it's time for a little public service announcement for all the teachers out there. We're about a month away from the end of school. And parents are probably starting to get together with other parents saying, okay, we got to get a gift for the teacher. What are we going to get them? The answer is always cash. All right. It is always cash. Just give them money. They don't want your ridiculous gift. Kennedy found this Reddit thread, and it was all about the crazy gifts that teachers have received.
Yeah.
I got a wallet made from Justin Bieber duct tape from a very quiet fifth grader boy one year for Christmas.
He sounds like he's doing the best he could, that boy.
You know, craftily made.
As Kennedy said this earlier, I used to teach school to very or teach a very rural school, and a kid brought in a pelt of squirrel. He caught.
There you go. It's a gift.
The answer is always cash. 617-931-1234. Samantha is from Brockton. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
All right, what'd you get?
So I got a small potted plant from a student, and I was watering it, and nothing was growing. And long story short, there were no seeds, and I was watering an empty plant.
It was just a thing full of dirt?
Did they tell you there were seeds in it?
They did tell me. I can't remember what flower seeds they were, but I thought, oh, it must be the pot or the soil, so I was going to, like, find the seeds and just repot them. There were none.
How long were you watering dirt?
Probably close to a month I was watering dirt.
Wow.
That sounds like something my son would do. Like, hey, Dad, let's get this really cool gift. We'll put the seeds in it. And then he would just forget to put the seeds in it.
That's an MB. Mm.
And what about the $50 gift card that you got?
That's right. I got a $50 gift card to Best Buy. It was never activated, so there was no money on it.
Oh, man, come on.
That is brutal.
It's probably the same kid.
Thank you for what you do.
Yes. Thank you, Samantha. All right. We have somebody who wants to remain anonymous. Tell everybody what your teacher friend got from a student.
Hi. Yeah, so this isn't for me. It was from one of my coworkers, one of our kindergarten teachers. So she gets this nice gift bag. She opens it up, and inside are a bunch of thongs, as in underwear.
I've seen that a lot. Like, they got the rose from the gas station, but it's the rose that unfolds into thongs. I saw a lot of that. The teachers got those.
There's a rose that unfolds into a thong?
Yeah, go to the 7-Eleven. You can find one right now.
It's right next where you can get the eggs and the juice thing.
Mostly,
you know?
Mostly around Valentine's Day, Dan.
I want to know what she did with the thongs.
Did she keep them or she throw them away?
I think she tried to give them back. Like, she asked, like, oh, did you get this from, like, mommy's dresser? But parents said, no, this is for you.
I mean, do you throw a Cisco song on and just go for it?
That is wild.
So they use thongs?
Ew.
All right, another anonymous call about a makeup bag. What was the gift that you got?
So I got a Lancome makeup bag.
It's very nice.
We love Lancome.
Yes. However, it was one of the free with purchases.
Sure.
And all the makeup was taken out of it. So it was just the makeup bag empty.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then a candle that said, Happy Anniversary, Evelyn. And my name is not Evelyn.
Oh, my God. The love from your students.
Bless you for what you do.
The love from your students.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
I have one more, a first grade teacher. Tell everybody what you got as a teacher gift.
So it was the end of the school year, and the parent just gave me a gift bag full of, like, assorted alcoholic seltzers. And it looked like she just kind of cleared her fridge of the stuff she didn't want and put the dishes front on.
That parent deserves.
I mean, now you're ready for summer, so you're welcome.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like, I worked hard all year. I drank them.
Little Johnny, take these to your teacher, but don't drink them.
Nips. Cash, people. Cash. Get your teacher's cash.
From the 774, I had a coworker who received a raw bag of meat.
Oh.
Maybe your dad was a butcher. I mean, everyone's flush with cash.
I got used lip gloss.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
I was given Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. I don't drink coffee.
I do like the empty bag of makeup, though. That's pretty good.
The candle that says Happy Anniversary, Evelyn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Lumineers. Oh, hey. Hey, ho. Remember when that song came out? I kept getting the right title backwards. It is not Hey Ho, it is Ho Hey.
Correct.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix. And let me see real quick. Nicole from Milford, are you there?
I'm here.
You are caller number 14.
No, I am not.
It
you
is
are.
True. It is true. I would never lie to you.
Imagine yes. if we brought her on the air and just lied to her.
Yes. She's like, wait, no, what?
This is fabulous.
It is fabulous.
I never win anything. I'm so happy.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we're actually not giving you just a pair of tickets or four tickets or five tickets. We're going to give you 10 tickets to the Lumineers show. It is happening on Friday night, June 3rd. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So rally up the friends, rally up the family, the kids. You're taking the whole crew with you on a Friday night to a concert, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Nicole, do you know 9 people?
I might, because I have 4 kids, so there's 5 of us right there.
Well, that's look at that. That's
not
what
how
I'm talking
I would
about.
Concert.
The party is on us. That is awesome. Well, you guys all enjoy the show, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow, Kennedy. Is that right?
Tomorrow.
What are we doing tomorrow? Do you have the tickets in front of you by
chance? I do.
What are they? Do you not want to tell me? You want to keep it a secret?
No, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Tim McGraw.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's one of them. Dads, you know,
it's one of them.
Zaddies.
Oh, zaddy. Oh, is Tim McGraw a zaddy for you, Kennedy?
Not for me specifically, because I know he's married and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
Boyfriend takes care of himself.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
You are not.
And he can sing.
It is true. It is true. So we'll do that again tomorrow on the show.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Don't think I've ever heard you use the term zaddy.
Because I really don't, because I'm old enough to be a whatever the.
A zombie.
But I'm not a mom, so it doesn't work that way.
How does a zaddy differ from a daddy, Kennedy? What's the difference?
I mean, I hate to put this on appearance, but I mean, I guess at the end of the day, you know, you see a guy who's kind of, you know, cute. And the fact that he loves his, and this is, I don't want to get it down this rabbit hole.
Oh,
but, you
I love
know.
This rabbit hole.
But you know what I mean? Like, you see a guy, he's with his kids, he looks charming, and you're like, a zaddy.
He wears a medium shirt.
You know, he's got the salt and pepper hair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yours seems too wholesome. I'm going to Urban Dictionary it.
Okay. Annie might have a different definition. But my definition stands where it is.
Yeah, he's a nice guy with kids. I don't know if that's the zaddy definition.
Well, you have to be a dad. So, all right, let's get to focusing.
What you got?
Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. All right, so Depp trial continued yesterday. Lots and lots happened. But what we've been looking forward to was Kate Moss setting the record straight on exactly what happened between she and Johnny Depp at his defamation trial against Amber Heard. So basically what had happened was Amber Heard brought up Kate Moss during her testimony, and they were told they couldn't talk about her or utilize her. But because she brought her up and brought up this alleged story about Johnny pushing Kate Moss down the stairs, they were able to bring Kate in, and here's what Kate had to say about that day.
Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm. And as I left the room, I slid down the stairs, and I hurt my back. And I screamed because I was in pain. He came running back to help me and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
She was not cross-examined by Amber's team.
Yeah, they wanted they wanted none of that smoke, that's why.
Because she looks like a liar, liar, pants on fire.
Right.
Johnny took the stand again to repeat his denial of the abuse claims leveled against him. They also asked about his drug use.
Have you ever consumed 8 to 10 MDMA pills at once?
No, ma'am. No, I have not.
And why is that?
Because I'd be dead. Pretty sure I'd be dead.
That is a fact.
And there was a
At once? You took 8 to 10 at once, and you're still alive. You're very lucky.
Then I'm very lucky.
Yeah, they might not have had as much MDMA as you hoped.
And there was a TMZ employee who talked about the video that at this point we've all seen far too many times of when Johnny got really drunk and was screaming and yelling around the house, and here's what he had to say.
A bit at the beginning that was played here, in which Ms. Heard is seemingly sort of sitting at the camera and getting into position, and then there's a bit at the end where she's seemingly snickering and looks at the camera. That part was not present in what we received.
The best part of his testimony, though, he doesn't work for TMZ anymore. He does some other job. Best part of that testimony is, so when Amber Heard's attorney gets up there to cross-examine, she says, why did you get involved? A week ago, you weren't involved in this. Why are you here today? And he's like, well, I saw the discrepancy in what was showed in court as opposed to what I saw when we downloaded the video when it was sent to us. And it wasn't right. And so I just reached out to them and said, hey, something's not right. If I can help with context of the timeline. Mm-hmm. And the attorney said, well, you're just here for your 15 minutes of fame, aren't you? And he said, quite the opposite. He said, TMZ is very litigious. Mm-hmm. I'm putting myself in their crosshairs. And actually, I could say the same about you taking on Amber Heard as your client.
Gosh,
and it was like
a
mic drop.
I'm so tired.
That guy was the best witness, and they just walked right into a hornet's nest with him.
All right. Speaking of litigation, Britney Spears' attorney, Matthew Rosengart, has filed a motion compelling Jamie Spears to submit to a deposition. In the 21-page filing, he slams Jamie for running and hiding from his deposition and stonewalling in the ongoing legal battle with Britney. Despite his demonstrably false claims that he has nothing to hide and would therefore hide nothing, James P. Spears has been running and hiding from his deposition and accounting for his misconduct under oath as required by law. Indeed, while representing that he would unconditionally cooperate with and act with complete transparency without conditions, he hasn't done that. In a motion to compel Jamie's deposition, he gave us a laundry list of the things, misconduct that happened while he is acting as Britney's conservator, to include bugging Britney's bedroom with the help of Black Box Security that we've talked about before and all of her conversations. Mm-hmm. He says that, and in doing this bugging, it was paid for with Britney's money from her estate. That was concealed from the Superior Court.
Imagine you didn't know you were paying for somebody to spy on
you. She's paying for his lawyers. Yeah. Furthermore, Rosengart is demanding that Jamie cooperate and waive his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. He says, please be decent. Stop harassing and bullying your daughter. Leave your daughter alone.
Why would he start being decent now?
Right. And Harry Styles played a special Harry's House release concert in London this week. And at one moment, he sang a snippet of Taylor Swift's song that he used to date. What could it mean? Well, it meant that the girl in the audience was turning 22.
22!
Oh, my God.
Swifties unite.
He and Olivia broken up, and Harry and Taylor are back together.
100%.
And Joe Alwes is out.
That's right.
Alwes?
Alwyn? Alwyn, is that it? Yeah, it was close.
He's actually a clone anyways. He's not real.
In other news, his album, Harry's House, has set a new record for the largest sales week for a vinyl album in the United States. In the first 3 days, he moved almost 150,000 vinyl copies of his album, surpassing the record set last year by
Harry Styles.
Taylor Swift.
Oh. See, again.
It all comes back together.
A text from the 702. WTF is a zaddy. Dan, did you look it up on Urban Dictionary?
I did, but I can't say most of it.
617-931-1234. It's time to play
Kathy Kennedy.
It's just
a good-looking guy who's a dad. You don't have to get any more or anything
that you want to do stuff with.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're going to welcome in Deanna for Roses this morning. Hey, Deanna.
Hey.
What's going on with you and Keith today?
So, my husband, he's actually a big intramural sports guy. As soon as the weather gets nicer and it's a little bit warmer out, he's gone two nights a week for his softball league. Now, in the past, it's all guys. But this year, the one that he joined is actually co-ed. So, I was actually kind of bummed because he didn't ask me to play. And I would have loved to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do get it. You know, everybody has to have their own little thing.
Sure.
But the last, like, 2 weeks, so he's been out super late. And I know that, you know, you go after, you have, like, a drink or two with the guys. But I'm talking, like, 1 a.m.
That's a hard-drinking softball team.
Exactly. So, I mean, it feels weird. So last week, I thought it would be a good idea for me to just go and bring brownies and just show up. It was not a good idea.
Oh.
The second I showed up, my husband looked pissed. And I didn't really, like, understand why. Maybe, you know, I'm just kind of butting in on his time. But then I caught the look of this girl, and she just looked like confused, shocked. I don't even know. And she kind of took off towards the bathroom. I didn't even get to introduce myself to her like I did the rest of the team. And then I just don't know. Like, I felt so uncomfortable. Like, I've never felt so unwanted somewhere before, if that makes sense.
That's hard.
Man, I can remember, like, it was yesterday, me walking into a place and one of my exes was like, and the girl going,
You can tell in your gut.
I feel you, and I'm sorry. So I hope you're wrong.
Like, you just feel your heart drop into your stomach.
Yep,
and
you totally can.
Obviously, I love my husband, and I do trust him, but this feeling, like, I can't just get over this feeling right now.
All right, well, you understand how this works. We're going to keep you on the phone. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up a dozen long-stemmed red roses. He can tell us where he wants to send them. We'll see if he sends them to you. The only thing I ask is, as this is all kind of unfolding, don't interrupt Shelly, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Keith?
Who's this?
Hi, Keith. This is Shelly calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Good. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to offer you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Roses? Okay. Seems kind of unusual. Cool.
Yeah, okay. Well, we just need to get started with the card. So if you could just give me the name of whoever you like to send them to.
Okay. Can you please send them to Lena?
Sure. And what would you like the card to say to Lena?
I wish we had a game every night of the week.
Like board games?
No. We play in a softball league together, and I'm starting to crush hard.
Oh.
Crushing hard? Are you kidding me? Is Lena the girl that was so weird and ran away when I showed up last week? Did you not tell her that you have a wife?
What is happening?
Hey, Keith, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's called War of the Roses, and we have your wife, Deanna, on the phone.
Yeah, hi, it's me, your wife. Did you tell Lena you were single? Is that why you take your friggin' ring off when you go? Because you told me that it helps you play better? But really, it's because you don't want people to know that you have a wife? I probably looked so stupid last week when I showed up.
Hey, I'm I'm not cheating on you. I promise.
Yes, you are.
It's harmless. Nope. It's harmless. Everyone has crushes, okay? It's nothing more than just an innocent crush. I mean, we know she's a good friend, and nothing's going to happen. You know? I mean, it's just nice to be with somebody that's... Well, look, it's just nice to be with somebody that's happy and enjoys the same things I do. That's it.
Are you kidding me? An innocent crush? A good... Like, do you even hear yourself? We're married. And you're saying... So, basically, you have fun with her. I'm not fun to be around. Are you trying to, like, paint me as some, like, miserable wife to her? I thought everything was good. Like, are you kidding me right now? But I guess not. You know what? You're a I hope you and Lena, you just enjoy your softball games and your new life together, and you could both just go off.
Oh, she really got a hold of that one. It's going.
She was a miserable wife. I mean, hopefully Lena won't
be. Dude, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not cool. Like, you didn't have the balls to tell her to her face, don't talk behind her back.
Okay.
He's gone, but that would have been good.
Yeah. You really had him if he'd been listening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.